You don't need Jesus then. And if you don't need Jesus, then you can just go right on not needing Jesus for eternity.
I have friends that are hanging on to, I don't smoke, I don't drink.
Smoke, drink, chew, run around with girls that do. That's the old expression. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've taken Jesus over and dressed him up in Moses, as Moses, and they don't distinguish law and gospel. That's why you have to separate them out, you know. Because it sounds good. I mean, like you're saying, Karen, you know, as you're a Christian, don't you think you really want to do what God wants? Don't you want to live by in His will and do what God commands? And of course, that sounds very good. To my answer, that would be, well, why in the cotton-picking world do you think he had to come and die? Because we can't. So shut up. Get out of my face with that Moses stuff. You guys are still reading the commandments. You know, don't heap that on me. I've had this conversation with people.
But on the other hand,
there ain't no but. Oh, yes, you can. That's the radical side of it. You can. Yes, you can.
You do.
Try
not to.
I said before that if you just continue on exactly the same way, then you're not really accepting.
Well, you haven't heard the word. It hasn't opened your life.
Right.
Yeah. But you see, you have no choice but to go on sinning.
Right. But you should try. I mean, there is a way to...
Have you ever, in 15 years of my preaching, Have you ever heard me tell you to try?
No. I listened to your sermons where you said that if you just, you know those people who say you Lutherans can just keep on sinning and lying and cheating and whatever, and
yeah,
at the end of the day ask forgiveness. See?
That's great, isn't it?
Right, but I mean, you're still saying you haven't heard the gospel, aren't you?
That's right, because once you know. Yeah, and the problem is, see, that hasn't led them to repentance. They haven't drawn the right conclusion.
Right.
You know.
But they're not completely wrong.
The law is never wrong. It just kills you. The law is always right.
That's what I wanted to get across.
The law is always right. It never fails to tell the truth. That's what's so damnable about it, you know. Don't you hate it when people are so right, you know, and that the law is like that. You hear it and you know, that's exactly what I should be.
I get credit, though, for not smoking, not drinking.
Well, no.
Jesus plus those three things.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. They helped with.
No, I don't get credit. What does that mean? Credit for what? Ugh.
How did the Catholic Church not listen or see this apart from works of law when Luther was pounding that? What did they do with that? Apart from the works of law.
That could be a creedal
. How about every church? I mean, that's not just a Catholic church.
Yeah, I know, but he was really.
It can be Lutherans too. Well, this is one of the. Well, what you see why this set off an atomic bomb in the Middle Ages?
Because that takes the power away from anybody.
Now that's chump change. It takes the power away from the law. That's the point. It took the power. It freed the Catholics too, if they'd have heard it. They were in bondage to the law. It wasn't an anti-Catholic diatribe. Luther was trying to say, hey, the freedom has been given. Come on, join us. Get on the bandwagon.
Christ is the end of the law to those who have faith.
Yeah, there is no law. This is, you know, most Lutherans don't get this, but Derrard Froody was so right when he said, I mentioned earlier in the class, the only job of the church is to declare the forgiveness of sins and let the chips fall where they will. Your sins are forgiven. Yeah, but, your sins are forgiven. Yeah, but, your sins are forgiven. Yeah, but. You're going to yabbit till you die, and you better hope by God's grace, if there's somebody standing in front of your yabbits saying, your sins are forgiven. Well, every time you yabbit. That's what I count on.
Karen tried to say that in a non-denominational Bible study and they threw her out.
Well, because if we haven't got the law to pass around, then what are we doing here? If we're not on a project of spiritual self-improvement, then what's the point?
Paul said, all things are lawful, not all things are
beneficial.
What is it? What's the word?
Beneficial.
Beneficial, but all things are lawful.
Yeah, yeah.
But we try to be beneficial to our fellow creatures.
Yeah. That's why the only law against, there's no law against love, because what love seeks is to do no harm, but seeks, on the other hand, to do good, to bring welfare, true welfare to bear. And you can see how this works in terms of our natures against us, because we want to make the religious enterprise into a self-advancing mechanism. And that's why Jesus would say, if you want to find your life in this world, while you're living in between the times, you have to lose it. Forget your own project as being the center of the universe. There are other people around you that need you.